Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast number 12 it is. In this podcast I'm going to be talking to you about the principles of recruiting or sales. Other people call it recruiting, other people call it sales, but it doesn't really matter what you call it. The bottom line is that you are trying to convince someone to join or buy your product. So recruiting and sales of products is what I'm going to be talking about. In this case, we are talking about joining a stock fail or calling people to join your stock fail. Now, there are six things you must consider before you start recruiting, or to understand what it is going to be involved in recruiting or selling. Because if you say to people, please come and join my stock fail, you are trying to convince them to buy something. So treat your stock fail like it is a product or a service. You must understand that the minute you talk to someone and you are convincing them to believe in what you are saying, you are already selling. But you don't have to tell them that you are selling. Selling is just another way of having a conversation. Consider it to be having a polite conversation with somebody, giving them a compliment, says, I like your shoes, or I like your sunglasses. You know, how much do they cost? You know, I would like to buy a present for my friend or my wife's birthday or my girlfriend or my boyfriend. You enter into, it's called entering into an innocent conversation. You don't tell them that you're going to sell them a pair of shoes or an insurance or a stock fail. No, you just enter into a conversation. But that's the first thing you must remember, that every time you approach people, there is a wall that you must break. It's called the perception wall, because people are going to judge you by your looks, by how you dress and how you talk. So also the people you approach, you must try engage them, put yourself to the level of that person. If you are dressed casual and you want to sell someone a product, rather be casual if you are confident of your interpersonal skills or your people skills. Don't approach people to a point where they become fearful, maybe because you've dressed too nice and too expensive, and they are afraid that you are going to sell them the expensive clothes or anything that is going to be to give them the perception that you are unapproachable and they cannot afford it. No, just target your audience in a manner that would make them comfortable to talk to you. Number two, when you treat your business or your stock fail like a business, it means you must have time to apply yourself. Dedicate time to apply your mind into this business. Understand how it works. Find resources. Are there books about this business? Are there training courses about this business? Are there audio or workshops or discussion where people are talking about this business, especially in South Africa? Because traditionally stock fails are known to be stock fails for burial, or stock fails to raise money for a loan or to buy a car. But traditionally they have been built on physical contact, meaning you need to be with that person in that stock fail to enter into a discussion of what their stock fail is all about. If it is stock fail to buy books or raise money to pay for school fees or lobola, then you'd enjoy the company of those people physically in a particular environment, either in their home or in their office or in a place where they normally meet, in a hall or in a mall or wherever they are meeting. But the WhatsApp stock fail is a little bit different, because then you haven't met some of those people. You meet them social, either on Facebook, on Twitter, on WhatsApp, or on Instagram. And some of them, they automatically trust you because maybe you've posted interesting and good stuff on those social networks, so they believe and trust you. Like brand ambassadors. Brand ambassadors are trusted users of a particular product, and therefore a lot of people would buy and believe what they sell because they've got a reputation. So brand ambassador is a reputation marketing. So number two, if you treat your stock fail or your business like a business, then it means dedicate your time, find resources, find money, invest in time, and make sure that you attend courses or buy books that relate to that business. That's number two. Number three, have a plan of how you're going to sell or how you're going to recruit those people Your target market is, if you are a young person between the ages of 20 and 35, you're going to be targeting those people because they understand your language, your lingua, and your approach. If you are dressed like them, they will understand. But if you are like me, I'm not very I dress formal. Formal, it means I'll be nice, neat, with a trouser and nice shoes and a nice shirt, a t-shirt, and sometimes a jersey or whatever, cardigan. And then I'll approach the people. I think they are probably my age group or somewhere below, and they can understand where I'm coming from. And unfortunately, today things are a little bit difficult to understand or research the market, because people are very dynamic. So when you plan your strategy, things that you should consider is, how are you going to approach those people, and how are you going to dress? Is the dress going to be casual or formal or professional? You must apply your mind so that you understand that you don't get too many disappointments and too many rejections because you didn't understand who you are talking to. Secondly, which is item B, where are you going to find these people? Where do you find these people? Do you find these people at a restaurant? Do you find these people at a station? Do you find these people at a bus stop? Or do you find them at a party, at an event, a soccer match, or at a seminar? You attend workshops and seminar. You need to find out where you can find these people. And there are workshops, and people are all over the place. I mean, people at the stations, people in taxi ranks, people in bus stops, people in trains. I mean, you can never run out of people. So the third item is number C. When are you going to do it? In other words, earlier in the previous episode, I think it's episode number 11, I spoke about the calendar that I shared with you on weekly and monthly planning. So you must put your when are you going to do it. Do you do it on Mondays or Thursdays? So do it, because now you want to condition your mind and your body for success. In other words, if you decide to do recruiting on Mondays and Thursdays, don't skip, do it on Mondays and Thursdays. If you decide to do it on Wednesdays and Fridays, do it in a manner that fits you and fits your environment, your lifestyle. So, and don't skip, let it be a habit that when you do the thing, automatically you'll see your body language, your speech, and your approach will actually prepare people before you even talk to them. They will be receptive. In other words, you get less rejections because your mindset, people can read your feelings, they can read your mind, they can read your tone of your voice, whether you are relaxed or you are tense or you are nervous. So you close deals because you are relaxed. And when you have a conversation with people, people are ready to buy your product if you are relaxed and you are in the mood to sell or recruit. That's item number C. Now, item number D, how will you do it? In other words, the marketing. Are you going to be, obviously, word of mouth, it's a good way of getting people to your product. But if you are not strong with words and talking to people, are you going to advertise? Meaning, are you going to put an advert in the community newspaper, whichever newspaper or area you are in, there is a community newspaper? Or are you going to print a banner to advertise your Stokvel and put the banner in front of your house? Or are you going to use a business card? So those are the things that you must take into consideration, and they are called marketing tools or marketing resources. And I provide some of these services. I have a business that provides some of these services when of marketing, meaning promotions. You can see on my newspaper, there are lots of adverts that appear on the newspaper as well as magazines. Some of them were designed by me personally, and some of them I do copywriting, I do article writing, and so on. So you must be able to find who is going to help you with marketing. And marketing is part of the investment. In other words, when you make money, you must put at least 10 to 15% of your income to promote your business, which is called marketing budget. Then number A, B, C, D, E is, why should you do it? After all, you joined this business or this product or service that we are providing because you believe you are going to make money. Depending on your goal and how much money you want to make, it means you must invest that money back into the business. And to do it is to achieve your goal. In the previous episode, I spoke about having goals. And having goals is achieving the ambition of the things you want to do. You wanted to buy a plasma screen for your spouse or for your family or for your mother. Or you wanted to buy a car. So the reason why you are in this business is because you want to make extra money to subsidize your salary, because the salary is not enough after tax. And or you are not working, you are retired, you want to just have fun, and maybe take save money and go to Greece, or go to the United States, or go to the to Africa and visit all those interesting places that they talk about. So that's the reason why you are doing what you are doing. And if you have a goal, obviously you won't be distracted by people who don't have goals. Okay, item number four. We've spoken about a plan and have a strategy to execute your plan. Number four is market your stock for like you're marketing a business. In other words, have a business card. I mean, you can't go out there and expect people to respond to you if you don't leave anything behind. Give them a business card, even if you print those business cards for 50 rands or for 100 rands. I can print business cards for you for I mean 100 cards for less than 100 rands, and then you have some information of your stock fail. I can help you as well with putting your business on my magazine. Just ask me for the budget. Tell me what your budget is, then I can be able to help you find affordable business cards, as well as a flyer if you want to create a flyer which you can distribute in your neighborhood. You must have a professional approach. Means if you are going to be approaching people, have a specific type of dress code. Means dress like you are working, you are going to work. Don't dress like people in government who wear takis and t-shirts of political parties, because people are not going to buy it. They are not going to believe in what you are saying. They are going to think like you are representing scam artists who are robbing people, and you don't want that. Ne? Our stock fails are not scams. They are actually genuine, interested people who want to earn a living and to help other people make money. So dress neat and attractive. In other words, smell nice. You know, when you approach people, how you smell also counts a lot. You know, you want to leave a perfume of success. You want to make people believe, look, I want to join this guy because he looks amazing. And that's basically what you need. Market your stock fair like you are marketing your business. Plan and recruit, have a recruiting strategy in place, and treat your business seriously by applying your mind as well as your time, and consider your stock fair as a product or a service. Now, item number five. Patience. Be patient and not despair. Remember, recruiting is a science, or talking to people is like a science. There are people who are gifted, who can talk, and there are people who can display things like advertising, can do the talking for you. This is where we come in. We do the copyright and the design of the graphics and so on, so you can hire us. And then if people like what they see on the graphics, they call you. It has done the job for you. So you don't need to be to know how to sell. You can hire graphic artist to do a very professional marketing flyer that can do the talking for you. So be patient, because not every 2, 3, 4 people that you meet are going to buy. Most of them are one. They are not everyone is ready to join you, because why? They are not in the right frame of mind, or they didn't expect you to approach them with the service that you are approaching them. Maybe some of them are not even unemployed, or they are not ready to become successful. Remember, success is a prize. It's a trophy. Success is a trophy. And how you maintain the trophy is a fear for other people. Other people fear success, because why? Success comes with responsibility, and not everybody is responsible to handle success successfully. If you watch a program called on television, I think it's SABC 2 or 3, there's a program called I Blew It. People who were involved in accidents, or people who have been paid insurances from their parents, who are left with millions and millions of rands, they blew a million rands in 3 or 6 months, because they were not prepared for success. They were not trained and told that, look, if your mother or your father dies and he has an insurance policy worth about 2 million rands, this is how you should. They were not trained and made ready. So a majority of them are ordinary people, probably poor people, and they blow 2 million rands in 6 months. So I Blew It is a good example of how people can mismanage money they never worked for. But for you, if you make money and you are ready for success, even if you get a million, you won't spend it like a fool. B, the stock fell has already been negatively represented by fly-by-nights and criminals. So we need to build a brand reputation of the stock fells. It doesn't necessarily mean these stock fells of WhatsApp are your stock. It's a stock fell that is going to die tomorrow. It means you must brand yourself within the stock fell, so that if the other stock fells dies, yours will succeed. So it means you must continue educating the public about the credibility, your credibility, if you want to be in it for the long term. Be in it for the long term, not the short term. So plan it and work the plan. C, not everyone is hungry for money. So out of every five people that you approach, you'll find only one is ready to listen to you. The other four, they probably are complacent, meaning they get money from somebody else, or there are people who belong to another department, which we call pilferage department. In other words, people who don't want to work for a living, they want to take what doesn't belong to them. So you are targeting people who want to earn a living decently and are not going to be to spend sleepless night worrying if what they stole from another person is going to have repercussions. No, we are talking to people who are ready to actually earn their living. Not everyone is hungry for money. You want people who are prepared to save time, work and earn a living. So if you are a lazy person, stock fails and multi-level marketing enterprises are not for you. So I would discourage anyone who's lazy not to even join my stock fail, because by nature I'm a hard worker. I was born a hard worker. I earn my living through hard blood, sweat and tears. Hard work, blood, sweat and tears. And I'm happy and I sleep very well at night, because why? I didn't steal from anybody. If you are lazy, and you'll attract lazy people. If you are a hard worker, you'll attract hard workers. If you sell this process or service to somebody and they don't want to join, know that you are not the loser. They are the loser, because they know what it takes to be successful. You need to be a hard worker and then relax later. So if people reject you or have too many excuses, please don't take it personal. It's part of life. People who have excuses are going to become a problem in your stock fail. So you don't deserve to let them join your stock fail. Move on to the next person. There is a saying in sales and marketing that for every 10 people you talk to, one is guaranteed to be a good sale. So if you talk to 20 people, you are guaranteed two quality sales. Quality people are not easy to find, but they are there. You just need to, it's like gold. You need to dig gold or diamond. You need to have water as well as a draining system to find the perfect stone within the dirt. In other words, all the people that you meet and talk to, on average, 5, 6, 7, or even 10 people that you talk to, if you get two, you are very, very lucky. But the bottom line is, those are quality people that you must bring into your business. So let me recap. The topic that I was talking to you was the principles of recruiting and sales. It's the same thing. It's just the semantics. We use recruiting and sales vice versa depending on which industry you are in. Consider the stock fail as a product or a service and treat it like a business. Treat it like you are running your own business, because at the end of the day, this thing is going to give you a lot of money going forward. And I'm going to make another podcast about added products for my stock fail iterilin challenge. 3, plan. Have a plan of recruiting so that you know how you are going to do it, where you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, and why you are doing it. 4, market your stock fail like you are marketing any other business. Have marketing material, business cards, flyers, banners, website or links on our website, and so on. Invest in it. Find out the quotations. How much? Sometimes you can get certain services free. We do offer certain services free, especially in the newspaper. Our advertising rate on the newspaper, that won't cost you more than 200 rands. It's less than 150. So be patient. Work your plan and plan your work. So don't expect everyone to like what you are selling them. Don't take it personal. If you meet negative people, ignore them. Move on to the next person. Don't sell to criminals, because criminals don't want to pay for anything. A person who's stingy, who says 200 rands is a lot of money, you are talking to the wrong person. Speak to people who can say, look, don't you have something for 1,000 or 500? Then you know you are speaking to a business person. If you are lazy, you are not going to succeed in this business. This business is for people who have planned their work. You work smart, not hard. You work smart. You can still have more than 7 hours extra time in your daily plan if you know how to do it. Go to episode number 11. It will tell you about time management. So, 2. Or the last item, which is item number 6. See and talk to more people. Means make a connection with the right people. people in stadiums, people in coffee shops, people in trains, people in bus stops, people in malls, there's people all over. Even if you are sick, you are going to a hospital, you're going to take your teeth, there are people there. Although you have a teeth problem, you can't talk, but you have a headache or you have high blood pressure, you can meet and find people while you are still talking, you are still there. So in closing, guys, please share this message to all the people, good people, so that we can change South Africa and create jobs, create a good, vibrant economy. This Stokvel is the best thing that has ever happened. God has blessed us, so let us not relax. Enjoy it and have a good time. Please, there's a link there. Share on Facebook, share on WhatsApp, share on blogs and Instagram, so that I can continue making more of these videos for you. These videos and podcasts come to you free. You are not paying anything. So God bless you and have a good time.